Hey, and hey everybody, welcome to another Corona video. My name is Vimuto, the newest bhikkhu, the new monk on the block, and thought it'd be nice to help out and do something different for a while. And kind of feel a little disconnected from what you might need out there in the world, and I was having a think, and I thought, well, maybe looking at things from a new way or a new perspective could be of use, because this is actually very new for me. I'm normally recording on the other end, and now I'm on this side sitting and looking from a different perspective. And I remember I got an email from my sister recently saying that she just feels this disconnect between this thing that's happening, the coronavirus outside, and when she looks outside the window, she can see that life just looks like it's going on normally as it normally does, and her mind's not kind of connecting that something big is happening. And sometimes it can feel kind of like you're trapped or you're stuck. And I can imagine for those of you on lockdown, you've probably been on lockdown for a long time and can feel like almost like prison. You're just kind of going around in circles all the time. And I guess maybe you don't feel too bad. I've been a monk for 2 years and I've kind of been on lockdown for 2 years. I haven't really gone out much. But I don't really feel the kind of pressure entrapment that I imagine that some of you might feel. And the interesting thing is that my life is probably far more routine now than it was before out in the world. And was wondering why is it that I don't feel this kind of being stuck on some kind of wheel. And because I basically see the same people every day. I eat lunch the same time every day and hang out with the same people and do pretty much the same things, work 4 days and have a weekend off, much like I did out there. But I think the difference is we can step away a little bit. As monks, we have a lot of more time to kind of go inward and learn about our mind, and it gives us a chance to look at things from a new perspective. You know, even though the outside's kind of the same every day, how we look at each other and how we interact changes all the time. And I wondered, well, how is it that this is working and why does it feel so much more freeing? And I had a story that I hope from my life that can maybe illustrate this and how maybe help you figure out how you can kind of get out of the wheel or the rut that's stuck inside your mind. So when I'm from the United States, I'm from South Florida, and my parents divorced when I was really young. My father lived in Miami-Dade, and my mom lived in the county above it, and it's about an hour's drive away. And I lived with my mom. And I would go to school for 5 days a week and, you know, do the same thing, schoolwork, homework. And then on Fridays, my dad worked in the same area to be close to me. He picked me up on Fridays and he would drive me down to his place. And my grandmother, my grandfather, and my uncle lived with him. And it's quite far for when you're young. You know, an hour's drive away is far, but it's exciting. You know, I was happy when Friday came around. He'd pick me up, we'd talk all the way, taking back routes and almost, I think, extending the trip. And then you get to his place, and when you go inside, everybody greets you, and, you know, your grandmother tells you she cooked your favorite food and for dinner, and you have dinner together, and it was really nice. It was different. It was far enough away that I didn't know anybody. The world felt quite different from the one that I was in Broward, but it was close enough that I could go all the time, pretty much any time I was free. And it was simple. It was a small house. It's, you know, a 3-bedroom townhouse and five of us are sharing it. And it wasn't always comfortable. I mean, there's irritations and tension and arguments and stuff, but I was always happy to go. And I was always happy to be there. And it felt like I was in kind of this, my own world, and I didn't have any worries or any thoughts about the world that I left on Friday. And I felt really safe and cared for and loved there. And was just really happy to be there. And I remember those times because all those great feelings of safety and security and love and present and not worrying about what's going to happen next week and what's going to happen in the past, my mind was super soft and it was really pliable. And as a result, I felt I did really well at school and I could look at things in a completely different way. And when you're young, it's a little confusing because you're down there and you're seeing things from a totally different perspective. And then when you go back to your life, your normal life, you still have those memories and views of the world, but they start to blend in and you can start to look at things in a completely different way. And like I said, it was simple. There wasn't really anything special about down there, about going down to my dad's, you know, it's all that they could really offer. But then as you get older, I'd still go down and visit. You know, I went to university and I lived in this pretty much the same South Florida. And I go down to visit on the weekends, but it was different. I had a life now and I had a social life. I had friends and I was growing up. And then when you go down to visit, all you can think about is all the stuff that happened the week prior. And oh my gosh, at the end of this weekend, I want to save some time to go and hang out with my friends, or worrying about tests for the next week when I was in university or work. And pretty much it was a completely different feel. It wasn't this settled and safe place that was completely cut off to the rest of the world. I'm completely free. Nobody measured you. Nobody expected anything of me. But I had all these thoughts and worries and regrets that I carried along down there. But every once in a while, and especially when it was time to leave, when I'd leave, especially my grandmother would pack all this food for me and, you know, my uncle would come out and they'd, you know, say goodbye. And my mind would just go back to when I was young. Very shortly, it wasn't incredibly long or anything, and you just felt like you were a kid again, and everything was okay, and you were loved. And then, of course, you go back and, you know, you go back to the world, and you have all this food, and you're a little bit more critical and everything, but that always struck me as interesting, and I've been reflecting on that lately. And the thing I took away was that it's a lot like meditation and why it feels so freeing to be kind of in robes, even though we do pretty much more routine stuff and we don't really go out and have exciting lives. And that's what meditation offers you. It's this place to go where it's safe and it's quiet. It's simple. It's, you know, this present moment, there's not really much going on. That's all that it's really offering you. But it's nice, and it's where you can kind of get a different perspective on things because you put down the rest of your world and all the habits and things that you worry about. And then when you come out and you go back to your normal life or your life of doing stuff, you get an opportunity to see things from a different way. And it's nice to have like that escape every once in a while. And it's so hard. You know, we think when I remember back before I came to the monastery, the great escape was Netflix or surfing the web. And I think a lot of people now are using that more and more since if you're on lockdown. But there's only so much Netflix you can watch. I mean, everything you watch, all those recommendation systems are kind of telling you, you know, just feeding you things that are incredibly similar, and it feels like there's no real stepping away from this thing. And I remember, this reminds me of when I went on a cruise once, and the advertisement kind of felt like it's this great escape from the world and, you know, going to the Caribbean, and I was with my family, and I remember going on there and it spent a week going to, you know, Belize and the Cayman Islands and all these places. And yeah, you're kind of going away, but most of the time you're on the ship and you're stuck doing the same things over and over again. And and just eating the same foods that they probably feed you to make you constipated. But that wasn't a really real escape, and it didn't feel as freeing as when everything just stops and you can step away from your life, you know, be a completely different person and put down all the things that didn't really, you don't really need to matter in that moment. So I guess that's mostly all I really wanted to say, because I can give you a guided meditation, and maybe on this theme of kind of escaping to somewhere so that you can get a new perspective and a new look at your life. And so why don't we begin? So first off, get comfortable and, you know, please sit in a chair if you need to. I sit in a chair sometimes and I don't have any knee problems. It's just what feels comfortable for you right now. Go ahead and close your eyes. Make any adjustments, course adjustments you really need to, just kind of feel comfortable. And just take in whatever feedback you're getting from your environment. Very loose, very open and receptive. For me right now, just taking in all the humming from the electrical and it takes a little time for the mindfulness to build, and you have to be a little patient. Now I can start to feel my body come in. Some of that feedback and information from the world. No particular part, just whatever it feels like. And I can, good time to start going through sections of your body and letting it tell you what it needs to relax. It's like it's got its own language, and all you're doing is caring for it and listening. I always start with my legs. Every part of your legs, and maybe is there something you can move that it's telling you? Or maybe there's needs you to just step away and let it figure out what it needs itself and adjust itself. And if you can't feel or make contact with your legs, you can always reach out and touch it. Any part of your leg to make that connection, just to see how it's doing. When you are kind to it, it does relax, and it feels good. Once they feel okay, you can move to your torso give it that freedom to make any micro adjustments it needs to, or loosen up in any position it needs to keep you comfortable for this time. We can see how your back is feeling. How can you let it tell you what it needs to be at ease? Usually a lot of stress on your back when you sit for meditation, so take your time with it. Let what needs to tighten, tighten, what loosen needs to loosen, loosen. You'll know what it needs. We'll just keep giving you the feedback on what it needs. Once it starts to relax and you'll feel there's some kind of nice pleasure that comes from it that isn't really there when you're active and holding it tight. Now we can move on to our shoulders. And the muscles on the back of your neck to hold a lot of tension here. And if there is tension, just give it your kind awareness. And it'll take some trial and error, but you'll know what you did something right when it starts to loosen a little bit. And that relaxation feedback is coming up. Now we can look at our arms, our elbows and hands, and see how they're doing. Your hands give back so much feedback and so much information. And take this time just to kind of listen and take in what it's saying. There we'll go up to our neck, the throat and chest. Especially when you talk a lot and tend to forget about that it needs a chance to relax. Now our jaw and any muscles in your face. How are you doing? A little bit of tension in my jaws. They're starting to loosen up. Next, we can look at our brain. Can't really feel it, but imagine the space. Well, imagine you feel it, the space right behind your forehead. So much energy in there and tension, thinking and planning. Just imagine it loosening up and relaxing. You don't have to think now. You don't have to manipulate or calculate anything. Free of that. Using that same imagination, imaginary feeling, and try to imagine the space right in the center of the head, center of the brain. Really old, primitive part of your brain. All the emotions and so much movement there, and now has a chance to take his rest, have a seat. Now we can just feel the whole body as just kind of being here. Notice like how pleasurable it is to have such a relaxed body. How peaceful it is. And the same things that I've been doing to relax my body. Now move to my mind. Thing that knows and planning and thinking, feels. How peaceful does it feel? Is there any tension that I can help relieve? And then we're here, just right now, safer place, with a relaxed body, a relaxed mind, free of the tyrant of the past, And the Kahneman of the future here is taking in whatever's coming to us now. There's no measurement here. No wheel that you're running on. Just silence. You can hang out here. You may begin to start noticing your breath, just the fact that you're breathing. If it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, that's okay too. And just hang out, keep hanging out. Breath is like a best friend that's just been waiting for you to arrive, settle in. Wants to catch up and tell you about so much because you've been away for so long. But he's very patient. So you can take your time and he'll come to you. And I'll keep quiet until the end. So you can keep hanging out here. coming to the end. Before you open your eyes, ask yourself, how peaceful do you feel? And how pleasurable it is to be away and intimate with that feeling. Why does it feel so? What caused this to feel so nice? You can start feeling your body. You can wiggle your toes or your fingers to get back some feedback from it. Then you can open your eyes and welcome back to your normal life. I'm guessing closing whatever peace you feel in your meditation and in this one in particular will usually go away and vanish much faster than you'd hope it would. But that's okay. That's how these things happen. That's how these things work. But it's nice to know that you always have this place to come back to, and it's always available for you. It always has been, and it always will be. And with that, I will bid you adieu and see you.